Hello and welcome to today's show. On today's episode, we'll talk about the updates that the CDC has recommended regarding domestic and international travel for fully vaccinated Americans. If you're looking for an alcoholic beverage in Disneyland, you'll soon have an additional restaurant from which to order one. Walt Disney World has just updated their face mask policy, and we'll talk about that and when you can take your masks off. There's a new moment. Also, Disneyland has just dropped a ton of information regarding tickets for their reopening. And we'll also discuss the updates that we received regarding the changes to the Jungle Cruise and whether or not it'll affect our ability to ride the world famous attraction. We're also sharing our thoughts on big impending announcements coming regarding the Disney Wish. And if that wasn't enough, we'll have our on-location reporter, Pete Werner, coming to us live regarding another big announcement and his insights. From locations around the state of Florida and possibly around the United States today, this is the Diz Unplugged. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 1122 for April 6th, 2021. My name is Denny Sunderly, and I am joined at the virtual roundtable by my good friends, Diz Senior Editor Jackie Gailey.
Hey, y'all.
Sorry.
There she is. And Executive Producer Craig Williams.
I think I messed up my camera, so I'm going to have to see if I'm on the other side here. Nope, I'm still not. Nope. There I am. Okay.
There you
wow.
are.
Excellent. This is going to be a show.
And hopefully This I told you before we went live that this was going to be a Buckle Up Weirdos episode. I felt that. And I stand by it. So I'm looking forward to it. We also hope to be joined by special Diz community member and star of stage and screen, Nick Walker. And we'll see when he is able to jump in and join the conversation. As always, the show is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Let the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel jump in and help you plan the vacation of your dreams to any Disney destination, also Universal Orlando. At dreamsunlimitedtravel.com is the place where you can request your free no obligation quote. Let them jump in and help you out today. We're also sponsored by Magic Candle Company. Magic Candle Company puts out tons of theme park inspired and resort inspired scented products. And if you head to their website, magiccandlecompany.com, and use the discount code DisneyInfo during checkout, you can save 15%. So once again, that's magiccandlecompany.com and discount code DisneyInfo. And as always, please consider liking, giving us just a thumbs up on this video if you enjoy it. Also, please consider subscribing, because when you subscribe, it's just good for everyone. We get to keep having more and more and more fun. So please consider subscribing to the Diz channels today. So guys, how are you doing today?
I can't complain.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I'm lying. This has been an awful day, but we're going to have a lot of fun.
There has been
the coffee maker is working.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Our coffee maker is working on overtime today.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It can't brew fast enough, I'm sure. We've got a lot to cover today. A lot of fun things happening, percolating all over the place. And we get to cover it all with you. And we're excited about that. And as I made reference to, Pete could be joining us at any point during this episode. So we may need to cut to him as quickly as he pops in, but we'll see what happens. Thanks so much for joining us today and for being a part of the conversation. And if you're in live chat, hi, shout out to live chat. We're so glad that you're here. So as you can plainly tell, we've got a lot to cover. And so without further ado, I'm going to throw it to Jackie at the news desk.
Yes. So We've got some breaking news that started breaking right at the top of our show when we were getting ready to go live here. So
well, actually,
do we want to chat about that first?
Why Pete that? Is ringing in right now. So
is
why
he?
Don't we just why don't we throw him in right before we get started on it here?
Pete Werner, oh, we have you? Pete Werner.
I am here now. Can you hear me?
Okay.
We can hear you. We can't
can
wait
you
to
see
hear
me?
About what...
Not...
No,
well, you can't see me because the camera isn't faced at me. But the camera is faced at me now. Can you see me?
Not yet.
Hang on.
I'm getting you added on here. Okay.
Hey, we see Drake.
Okay, why is it going through the front facing camera? I don't understand that.
We
see you. All right, Drake,
now,
just
Pete.
Hold it like this, I guess.
Okay, now we have you.
Pete, it's so good to see you. What adventures are you up to today?
Oh, are we actually live?
Yeah.
Yes, we are live.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought maybe you were waiting for me, but you know, nope. Why do that? Okay, so I have been at Universal for the last 2.5 hours. Most of that time spent on a guest services line trying to get annual passes for one of our new correspondents who's holding the camera. His name is Drake, and his girlfriend Kelsey, who's sitting to my left. I am going to write an article to put up on our new Universal website, uofan.com, along with the UOFan YouTube channel and Facebook group. Yes, I'm following a format. But I'm going to write an article, and this is exactly what I'm going to title that article. Dear Universal, get your head out of your ass, love Pete. This guest services line was 2 hours long. Very little shade, nobody passing out like water. And there was an expediter there, told that we were there to get annual passes. And when we get up to the window, she said, oh, you could have just gone to this booth right around the corner. I said, I literally asked this jerk twice. So, they've also now, I believe this is the sixth day in a row that Universal has closed for capacity. Both parks are at capacity right now. And from what we understand, that capacity is similar to Disney, around 35%. Sorry, I just got a soda and I got to drink something because I'm standing in the line to hell. I'm a little parched. Mm-hmm. But really, and I'm not kidding about that article. I'm going to write that article and I'm going to leave it to Universal. Please get your head out of your ass, Lumpy. Because I do love Universal. I do. But as far as them adjusting to the new normal, right? A year into this pandemic, we should not have 2 hour long lines at, guest services.
Yeah.
So,
no. Absolutely.
Let me adjust camera a little bit here. Sorry. So you're getting half my face? Okay.
There, we get you. We see you. I like your shirt. Okay. I like the color. Really nice.
I wanted to be, especially at my current size, I wanted to make sure while I was outside that I could be seen from the space station as a moment of that.
Whatever.
It
does. It looks great. So did Drake get an annual pass?
Drake, yes. Drake and Kelsey both have their annual passes.
Okay, good.
They will now be doing vlogs from within Universal. Probably let him do a couple on Disney as he almost knocks. Drake is very, very nice, but not coordinated. He's just been dropping things all day. So,
what's on tap for this afternoon for you?
Well, right now I'm getting ready to do a dining review here at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. Drake, just give me the camera. Sorry.
It's good. It's all good.
I'm not used to this. So I'm going to do a dining review of Margaritaville and see how this is. I did eat here a few weeks ago with my family, and it wasn't bad. What I will say is that for the incompetence of how they're managing things like the guest services line, the team members are incredible. They are so good. Team members, Universal's version of cast members. But
yes.
So I'm a little pissed. I'm going to try not to take it out on Margaritaville. But as I walk around the rest of the day, assuming I get into a theme park at all today, this is why they should be doing a reservation system like Disney. Because you have people showing up here that bought tickets online that can't get in.
I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine packing up the family or my traveling party, whoever I'm with, for the entire day, sunscreen, the whole nine yards, and then getting there. And I know there's a way to find out, like, before you get there, but a lot of people may not know that. Like, you may not realize it until you're actually there.
At least with a reservation, you know.
Yep.
You know, this is people's vacation. So. Yes. I don't know. There might be a good reason why they're not doing it, but I think I prefer Disney system of doing a reservation. Now, I love you people. I love you like more than food books, but I'm hungry and I want to eat. So,
well, thank you so much for calling in, Pete. We really appreciate it. We hope you enjoy your lunch and that the rest of your day goes a lot more seamlessly than what it already has.
If nothing else, I'm going to have a great rant. A great rant at some point. So
that's right. And people can look forward to your article.
All right.
Take care, Pete. Thanks for calling in.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That was embedded reporter Pete Werner at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville at Universal. Bless his heart. Yeah.
It's Craig, like the flashbacks to the days where we used to send Steve into a theme park and it just always went crazy. So
I don't think Pete would not agree to some of the things that y'all used to ask of Steve though in those live cut-ins. I'm not sure.
He probably would not. So and the next update, I know we have to get to the news. We are close to bringing Nick in as well, too.
Yay!
So we are chugging along, but we can probably get started on the first story.
Perfect. Sounds great. Okay. All right. Back to Jackie at the news desk.
So what I want to tell you guys is something that just broke as we were getting ready to go live. I'm going to tell you about it real quick because I want to get to these other news stories as well. And I am not writing this news story, so it's going to be a little bit before it gets onto our site. But Disneyland has announced their theme park reservations and tickets, which is something that we have all been waiting for with bated breath, because ever since the day that Disneyland announced that they were reopening on the 30th of April. So, you know, people want to plan. We're planners. Give us the goods here. So, what they're going to do is to enter Disneyland, both a theme park reservation and valid admission ticket for the same park on the same date are going to be required for guests ages 3 and up. Guests are going to need to have valid theme park admission in order to make the reservation. So, and of course, just like it is here at Walt Disney World, they're going to be limited and subject to availability. And until further notice, only California residents can visit the theme parks in groups no larger than 3 households, which is in line with California's current guidelines. So the theme park reservation system is going to launch on April 12th, and guests who have existing valid theme park tickets will be able to begin making reservations for the days that their tickets are valid. So theme park ticket sales will resume on April 15th. And guests without park tickets can begin purchasing those tickets and making park reservations on that day. As a reminder, ticket expiration dates were extended for many outstanding tickets. So, you know, be sure that you are aware of that. Some key things to remember, key dates to remember. April 9th, if you currently hold a theme park ticket, you can check available days for your one-day ticket type beginning on April 9th. So April 12th, the theme park reservation system will open no earlier than 8 a.m. Pacific. So that's going to be 11 p.m. Eastern or 11 a.m. Eastern, excuse me, on April 12th. And on April 15th, the theme park ticket sales will resume no earlier than 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. So that is it in a nutshell. Very exciting. Yep.
And incredibly have exciting. Their park hours.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. It's really exciting news. So I'm sure that people who have, you know, I mean, even folks that are, I wish that that meant that we could, you know, start heading that way, but not just yet. So
not yet. Soon enough.
Soon enough. Now I also want to throw in that upon reopening, the daily park hours for Disneyland and for Disney California Adventure are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. So, but you know, of course they're subject to change. So just check, but that's what the plan operating hours are for now.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Jackie, for that info. We want to throw a quick timeout up and rope in our new guest to the conversation today. And Nick, I introduced you at the beginning of the show as star of Stage and Screen, which you are.
Very kind of you.
Which you are. And I'll try to refrain from calling you Aaron Burr, sir.
Whatever comes up, please. Okay. I'd be honored.
Thank you. Can you take a few minutes? Number one, thank you for being a part of the conversation today, Nick. We are so happy to have you at our virtual roundtable.
Of course.
And honored. And can you bring us up to date? Because I know you did last year, you did one of the Dreams Unlimited travel shows with Craig and Kevin and John. But just in case someone missed that episode, heaven forbid, but just in case they did, can you bring us up to speed on who you are, what you're up to? And then, of course, we need you to answer the question of what is your favorite Disney park? I mean, that is, you know, that's
incredibly
important.
Incredibly important. Well, first of all, it's so welcome to your faces, all of you. Oh, I think, did I just go away?
No, nope, you're here.
Am I still
there?
Oh, I'm here. Amazing. I'm still here. I want to say, please forgive the traffic. I literally just got off the train in LA, and I like went to the nearest Starbucks so I could like jump on and like be with you guys. So like, there's cars and all sorts of madness going by. But hello, everybody. My name is Nick Walker. I'm an actor and a writer and a podcaster. I have my movie podcast, Little Justice, out there in the ether. But I am a huge, huge Disney fan, huge Disney parks fan. And I guess the thing that's probably going to go on my tombstone is that I played Aaron Burr in Hamilton for about 3 years. My God, altogether. And actually did it on Broadway and then toured through Orlando, which is where I met Craig and was lucky enough to become friends with his silly face. But I've loved the park since I was a kid and you know, it's kind of become my thing that I'm there at least twice a year at one of the parks. I actually took the tour that I took of Hamilton because I saw in the itinerary that we would be going through Orlando, and I was like, "Oh, I will be going there,"
which is the whole thing.
But favorite Disney park? That's really hard. I'm gonna say it's a tie between Animal Kingdom and Disney California Adventure. I think those two are probably I still feel the magic the most, certainly at Animal Kingdom. Whenever I just step in there, it takes me over. But DCA as well. I guess it's Pixar Pier, was Paradise Pier. That whole area is just magical to me. So yeah. Mm.
Love it. I love it. That. We're so honored to have you as a part of it and just to be a part of, we're honored to have you as a part of the Diz community completely. So thanks for joining us today.
Of course.
Craig, did you want to say anything about your friend, Nick?
Oh, he's okay. he's nice enough. I think it's great that we just got done talking about Disneyland announcing their reopening procedures right as you land in LA, and knowing that you know that you don't get to go. Or have you been in San Diego?
It's so funny. So I'm actually here. I have I don't want to say too much, but I have a meeting with a producer out here. And that's why I'm here. But literally the train cut through Anaheim and I was like, you know, I could just get off right now. just stick around here. But I haven't been, I mean, obviously it's been closed, but I haven't even been to downtown Disney. Since I've been in Cali, but I swear to goodness, April 30th, I'll be like, because I'm already trying to figure out Universal for April. I think that 16th is Universal. Mm-hmm. So I was originally planning to leave on like April 12th, but now I'm like, nope, I will actually be here until I get back in the parks. So whatever else is happening.
Nice.
There you go.
Excellent.
Priorities are everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
All right,
Jackie, we are ready to head back over to the news desk with you.
So we're just gonna slide on in to Disney Cruise Line. So we've got some updates from the CDC, and they've provided some new guidance regarding the cruise industry's return to sailing. We have all the bullet points highlighted in Denny's story over on DCL Fan, but we wanted to point out today that while the CDC's recommendations mention COVID vaccines, there is not a requirement just yet for their crew or port employees to be vaccinated. The cruise lines are being asked to devise a plan and timeline for vaccination of cruise ship crew prior to resuming passenger operations. So, and then the guidelines that govern the resumption of cruises with paying passengers will come out at a future date. So these guidelines that were released on Friday are simply for the cruise ships to operate with their crew. So that's no paying passengers yet. So it's important to kind of just, if you're following closely to what's going on. So it's a process. And then today, in addition to the CDC news from last week, today Disney Cruise Line announced that they were canceling all of their June sailings, as well as all of the European sailings through the 18th of August. Sorry, getting my stories mixed up here. And so, cancellations on the horizon today for DCL.
For sure. And if any of the Dreams Unlimited travel clients out there had one of those DCL bookings, DCL voyages booked, just definitely reach out to your Dreams Unlimited travel agent. They can help you out with that. They are likely already on it. They have likely already touched base with you, for sure. And then another CDC story that came out, Jackie, was, if I'm not mistaken, it was from, I think, the day prior to what they had announced regarding cruise ships. But it was in regard to domestic and international travel and the fact that if you're fully vaccinated, they're saying, okay, you can do it. You can go travel now. And they're still recommending in public, definitely wear your mask, adhere to guidelines. But it's that first crack. We've had cracks of light shining through in all of this, here as of late, but this was a definite big one because, that the cruise line industry has been asking, begging for revamped, information from the CDC, which is what, you mentioned that they provided, even though it was more of a technical fashion, it really wasn't something that we passengers are ready to hear necessarily. But what do you guys think about the CDC's new revised guidelines on fully vaccinated citizens being able to move about the country? What do you think?
I think it's good news at the very least. I don't know where I'm going to go now that I feel like I have more options to go somewhere else. Yeah. I mean, it would be California as soon as they open the gates on that. But I don't know. It's one of those things. It's just, it's great to hear that we're making progress moving forward for me.
Absolutely. What do you think, Nick?
Yeah.
It's so funny because, yeah, I just got my second shot 3 weeks ago. And it's a very strange feeling because it's like, you know, true. My uncle described it almost as I'm a huge cinephile, so please forgive me. But that scene in Jaws when Quint is in the water, you know, he's talking about the Indianapolis being in the water. And it's like, you see the planes on the horizon, but the sharks are still right here. And it's like, that's the longest 5 minutes of your life. And that's kind of how it feels. Cause like, it is this incredible thing to feel like, okay, I'm somewhat protected from this. I have this thing, just like Craig said, like I, you know, where it's not open yet, you know, things are still not happening. So like, it's just the amount of patience that I think is required of us right now is gargantuan. And I think that we all have to be very patient with ourselves because it's very frustrating to feel like so many strides are being made and yet there's still further to go. Like this weird twilight space for sure. For sure.
Yes, I would agree. Jackie, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I need to correct myself because I was, when I first started talking about this story, I was getting confused with something else and
no, you don't. Said you're fine. 1st
and then changed it to August. It is indeed September 18th. It's September. Mm-hmm. The European cruises were canceled through September 18th. I corrected myself in chat, but just
excellent
on here too.
There you go.
So yes. So I'm pretty excited that people are allowed to travel a little bit now. You know, my family is all the way in Seattle and I don't know if I'm ready to hop on that kind of a flight and go across the country just yet here, but we are getting our second dose of the Pfizer vaccine on Friday. So I think in a few weeks, I'll probably be feeling a little bit different than I do right this moment. But it's exciting that the possibility is there. I'm glad that enough people are getting their vaccines and hopefully we're about to beat this thing or at least turn a corner. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny, John and Kevin for the Dreams Unlimited travel podcast this week, it just came out yesterday, last night, was on the subject of the joy of planning a vacation. And they talked about just how this has kind of helped them cope with all the things in the world and just that this would be on the horizon that they have, you know, their plans are to go out to Aulani. And I would definitely suggest that you watch that episode. If you're in the midst of planning a vacation or you'd like to feel, if that's your love language, planning a vacation, then watch it. But, it's just, I think this news kind of, it just is a step. It's a step toward being able to really entertain the thought of doing this again, of flying, you know, across the country, flying back to California, getting into Disneyland eventually, and having some of those moments that we Disney fans really, really have been waiting to have. And it's so, you know, I don't know if you guys, if you've had different things that have popped up on social or just, I was looking back at an article that I wrote at this time last year and I'm just going, wow, if I had, cause in the article I'm saying, you know, hang in there. We're doing the hard work now, but it'll pay off in the end. Did I realize, you know, how long we'd have to do that hard work, and we're still doing the hard work, but
we're still but here.
We're still here.
We're still here
doing the work.
Me but from last year.
I will say though, it is, you know, you have to take into account there are strides being made and it is going towards something. Like it's not, we are not in the place that we were last year. And I think that we can't take that for granted. And I just come back to, like, especially, you know, for me, my wife, I know, you know, I think Fergie is in the chat. I'm so sorry that he is. He's, you know, Fergie El Philippe from also from Hamilton, one of me and Craig's good friend. But you know, this is our happy place. And the fact that we that we can't go to one or the other one that's, you know, in Orlando, like, you know, things that I know you guys talk often about the barriers on the rides, you know, the plexiglass and all that kind of stuff. And it's just these reminders, but I think we have to consider, like, this event was massive. This was a massive thing that changed the landscape, and we are coming back from it, and that's going to take a minute, but I have to put my hope and my faith in the fact that at the bottom line, there's, and this is just me, you know, being businessman hat on, there's just too much money being lost for people not to find a way back. Like, it's just the truth of it. And I think that, as cynical as that could be taken, it's more just, no, people are going to put a lot of money into getting back, mm-hmm. because it's worth it to do so. But at the end of the day, also, you know, there are things I think about, you know, Broadway specifically, people have gathered in dark spaces to hear stories since the dawn of time.
Yes.
You know, we will find a way back to it. And I think we just have to have the patience with ourselves and take care of each other in the meantime. You know, really, really just be patient with each other and gentle with each other. Cause it's like, this is real, y'all. Like, this is no joke. Like talking about the fact you can't go to Seattle, see your family. That's huge. Do you know what I mean? So like, how can we just be like, ooh, okay, this is real. And let's just take care of each other. You know?
Absolutely. Yes. Amen and amen, Nick. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. It feels good to kind of see that on the horizon. Just a little to step into this new reality, just a little bit more. All right. We're still not done with the news. We have so much to cover today, and we are going to head back to the news desk and Miss Jackie Gailey. Take it away, Jackie.
Yes. So we're talking about Disneyland a little bit, getting some more details on the opening. Some of you may know this already, but the Blue Bayou restaurant that's located in Disneyland's New Orleans Square is going to debut a new array of adult beverages and when it reopens to guests. So the Blue Bayou is only the second location to offer alcoholic beverages in Walt's original park, second only to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. So I was really surprised when I heard this news. I didn't ever think that the Blue Bayou would offer alcoholic beverages, so I'm a little surprised. They're going to have beer, wine, and a brand new New Orleans-inspired specialty hurricane cocktail. Guests will also be able to commemorate a special event by choosing a sparkling wine package. Now, we don't know what the details of that are yet. Disneyland hasn't shared that with us yet, but if you're a wine drinker, sparkling wine package sounds like fun. Seasonal special editions of their non-alcoholic mint julep will also be offered. So exciting new things.
Yes. And I know that Rhino is rejoicing over the mint julep. I know, bless his heart. He's going to love it. Love it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to,
he's going to go out there for each one.
He is. Craig, I need your hot take on this. What are you thinking regarding alcohol coming to the Blue Bayou?
Honestly, it's huge news, and I am not against it. We obviously already ripped off the Band-Aid with Oga's Cantina in Galaxy's Edge, so it's already happened, and there wasn't this flood of alcohol being surged into the park right after. So we don't have to worry about that. People aren't stumbling around. If they are stumbling around, it's because they came from California Adventure or Downtown Disney and pre-gamed heavy and then stumbled around Disneyland. So I think we can get rid of those ideas, because that was the biggest argument for the longest time, but it's not a thing. It's not happening. And if there was going to be a restaurant that I feel like deserves to have alcohol added to its menu, I think it would be Blue Bayou. The atmosphere of the restaurant, you can give or take the food depending on who you are and eating in the darkness, whatever. But to me, that's the place that if I wanted to have a drink at a sit down restaurant in Disneyland, that's where it would be. I honestly, you know, I can't think of any other restaurant, because like Cafe Orleans, you know, it's small, cramped. You usually run in and you run out. I don't see that as a place for it. And, you know, that's kind of the same with all of the sit down table service restaurants at Disneyland. Not that there's a ton of them, but Blue Bayou, it just fits right there. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I will definitely have a drink there one day when I'm sitting back at that restaurant. And, you know, if Disneyland does decide to roll out alcohol to more restaurants, then it is what it is. It's times, mm-hmm. times have changed. I know some people don't want alcohol invading Walt's Park, but it's already happened and it's not going, it hasn't caused a big disruption. The world, you know, we did go into a pandemic because of it. I don't know if people know that. That's it's why the pandemic happened, is because
breaking news.
No, but, but really it's okay. It's all okay. Nick did not approve of that joke. So
a trash joke, sir. A trash joke, but it was brilliant. I will say though, are we at all worried? Here's my only thing, and this question I pose to you guys. So, one of the most amazing things about Blue Bayou being right there, right, is that you go, you start the ride, and like it. Yes, you can. When you're on the ride, you can hear the noise. You can hear people eating and doing, but not really. Like it's kind of like a nice ambience. It just like adds to. I don't know how they designed that sound, but like I never register the restaurant as like an intrusive thing. It just feels like, oh yeah, it's like a nice restaurant on the river, on this river that I'm on. And do we feel that if you're doing alcohol at the Blue Bayou, does that change the ambiance at all? Does that for the people on the ride, is that going to be a different experience? That's my only question. I don't know the answer.
Huh.
I don't.
Well,
think so.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
That's just me, though.
I don't think.
No, unless people start checking beer bottles at the people who are floating by in the boats, in which case that's not okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's the positive.
Yeah.
Now, if I can bring one of like the big arm grabber things, and I can have someone mm-hmm. hold out their drink, and I can grab it and pull it onto the boat with me, you know, options are endless.
Uh-huh. What if they can start serving like a drive through? Pull up your boat, have your drink, keep on floating.
No. Ooh. LA traffic did not agree with that.
They did not. No. LA traffic said, nope, we don't agree at all.
No, those brakes have had it, I think. Yeah. All right. Jackie, what were you going to say about Blue Bayou?
Forever. Yeah. I just love it so much. I love it. That restaurant is probably my all-time favorite Disney restaurant ever of both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. I just, everything about it, it's just that ambiance, like Nick was saying, that you, like when I was a kid, I didn't realize that was an actual restaurant. I just thought it was just chatter in the distance and, you know, because it just feels like it's another world sort of. But you can hear it and you know it's there and you see it, but it's just such a, that area, that scene. And then the banjo on the left and the restaurant on the right, and you're just kind of going along and, oh, I just miss it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Oh, for sure. All right, we've got new news breaking. Literally, there's so much breaking news today. It's crazy. But this news just broke right before we went live today regarding Walt Disney World and their face mask policy. Do you have details on that, Jackie?
I do. So they, beginning April 8th, Walt Disney World will start permitting guests to remove their face masks when taking an outdoor photo. So, and I'm going to read you guys Disney's official information verbatim from their site. Face coverings are required for all guests ages 2 and up and cast members, including those who have received a COVID-19 vaccine. Please bring your own face coverings and wear them at all times, except when dining or swimming. You may temporarily remove your face covering while actively eating, drinking, or taking an outdoor photo the outdoor photo part now, remember, beginning April 8th. But you must be stationary and maintain appropriate physical distancing during this time. So this is really exciting because this is our memories, our kids' first trips, you know, and having to have only their little eyes sticking out. That was tough. That was tough for a lot of people. And it's nice that now, you know, in just a couple of days, we're going to be able to start taking off those face masks for outdoor photos. That's really wonderful. I'm very excited about that. So.
For sure. Nick, what do you think about the news?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. And like I said, and LA Traffic agrees, like I said, it is really great to see that we are getting somewhere. It's really great to see that things are happening. And again, I you know, I think you can mark our progress off of something like Disney implementing this new regulation, because they're not going to do it unless they know that that is the way the wind is blowing. Of course, they could take it back in time, but the fact that they are willing to take that step is huge. So, you know, exactly, getting those memories back, being able, so much of what we experience at these parks is being able to see each other's faces. Like that's the point, is seeing the joy. So I anything that gets that back, let's go. I'm in. Yeah.
I agree. Craig, yay. What do you think?
I'm going to be in the probably dissenting opinion on this one, but I'm happy that they're finally making it a policy that you can take your mask off for photos, because it's already been happening anyways. And I mean, it's great when there's a cast member around to say something, but more often than not, there wasn't one actually there. So it was happening all the time anyways. I'm very confused on the fact that why it wasn't just effective immediately and not 2 days from now, because like tomorrow, what in the world's going to happen when people are like, oh, we saw the news, we can take our masks off for photos? Well, actually, starting tomorrow, like what is going to change in the world in between right now on April 6th and on April 8th? Why can't they just make it effective immediately? You can do it. But I think it's great for Disney with PhotoPass. I think they're going to start selling a lot more PhotoPass again, because who really wants to invest that much money into a product where it's a bunch of photos of just you wearing a mask in front of the castle and such? You know, that's not great. But ultimately, I have a lot of photos with me in places with my face mask on, and I cherish those photos because they are a glimpse of a memory in time of this year that we are going to be talking about for the rest of our lives. And like, I love that about it. So I think it is well overdue that guests could take their masks off for photos. It's something that Universal didn't even have in place at the very start when they reopened. You could already take your mask off for photos. I think Disney, it took them way too long to get here, but I liked it from the sense that at Disney, I knew when I was taking photos of myself, it was marking that glimpse in time of where I am right now. Mm-hmm. So I know it's a weird way of saying why I wish we could still keep them on, and I still will. No, there's no one saying I can't do that, because I will. But it's I love all my photos of the last year that I have at Disney with my mask on. But I'm a weirdo, so.
No, I mean, for those who, it is absolutely a historical timestamp of this moment. So I get it. We're going to be telling the whippersnappers who, for years what it was like, and we're going to have all the documentation from it. I am really excited. And and you bring up Universal's policy, Craig. I was going to mention that as well, like Universal from the word go, right? So you don't have to worry about wearing your mask. So it will definitely be nice. I do agree with PhotoPass. People are going to want that photo in front of the castle again. I think of things like, you know, people who are getting married on Disney property. So the whole weddings division is trying to get back up and running. And oh yeah, if you want your picture in front of the castle, you have to still wear your face mask because policy is policy. So now the people who are, you know, who have paid and have planned to have this big or small wedding on property, they'll actually be able to take pictures, have their official photos in those iconic places without their masks on. And no amount of sequins that you add to a mask will make it the same as actually having your mask off your face in your wedding photo. So I'm definitely down with that. and anything that helps make the cast member daily life right now a little bit easier, I am down with. So anything that, you know, they don't have to, you know, look at the person who is trying to sneak that photo with their mask off or anything like that and tell them to put it back on in that moment, that photo. I think it's a good thing. So I'm encouraged. I'm really encouraged by it. All right. We have something else that we need to discuss here. Another last nugget of Disney news, Jackie.
Yes, this one's all about the Jungle Cruise. So we've been talking a lot about all of the exciting changes that are coming to the Jungle Cruise attraction in the coming months. There are some new scenes being added that will allow a handful of new characters to join the story. And we're really excited to have just learned recently that the attraction is not going to be closing while these new scenes are added, which is really cool. So I was afraid that, you know, to add these big pieces and big scenes that they were going to have to close the attraction. So it's exciting to know that, you know, you ride Jungle Cruise one day and then maybe the next day you go back and ride again and there'll be something new that's popped up. Pretty darn cool. So I'm excited about that. So, the new scenes that they're adding are going to allow a handful of new characters to join in on the backstory of Jungle Cruise, which is really exciting. So I wanted to talk a little bit about each of these characters. So first we've got Alberta Falls. Now, Alberta, as a child, she spent one summer in Adventureland with her grandparents and the riverboat skippers. Then she never left. So, and she's still there. Some of you may recognize her as the proprietor of the Jungle Navigation Company Limited Skipper Canteen, the restaurant there in Adventureland. She's also the owner, manager, bookkeeper, and head mechanic of the Jungle Navigation Company. So she works a lot of jobs. Yes. She does. Yep. Yeah. She sure does. And we all know the famous totem pole, the rhino pole scene. Probably one of the jokes that I laughed at the most at growing up and still do. So there's five unfortunate folks who were run up the rhino pole within the attraction. And now we're getting a story for each one of those five people. So first we've got Felix Peckman, the 13th. So he is the one closest to the rhino, the one who gets the point in the end.
Awesome.
So he apparently accepted a position with Jungle Navigation Company Limited as a skipper. And on his very first tour, he was put in charge of leading Alberta's VIP guests. So that was kind of a, just due to unfortunate circumstances, he ended up getting to tour these VIP guests. And so needless to say, his trademark bad luck has followed him throughout the jungle. Mm-hmm. The next person up above him is Dr. Leonard Moss, and he is an acclaimed Canadian botanist who moved to Adventureland from Nova Scotia, where he photographed and cataloged every plant there. So he was looking to get into a little bit of a warmer climate. Next up is Rosa Soto Dominguez. She's a celebrated Mexican artist and very close friend of Alberta's. She was invited to come paint some of the wildlife when she ended up getting a little too close with one of the rhinos. So, yeah. And then we have Dawn Dr. Khan. Now, I'm not sure how to say this last name. Chunosuke, I think that's how you say that one. He traveled to Adventureland on a mission to gather some new specimens for his world-class collection of insects, but has only been able to find butterflies, mosquitoes, and a rhino here in Adventureland at Magic Kingdom. So, and now he's run up the pole. And then lastly on the top, we've got Siobhan Puffy, Puffin in quotation marks here. Puffin is a nickname, Murphy, Alberta's distant cousin, twice removed, is who this person is, traveled to Adventureland from Ireland. And her nickname comes from her love of puffin birds who nest near her seaside hometown. So
awesome.
Got a little backstory. Yeah.
And I only know it because my youngest's roommate bears the same proper name as Puffin's first name. So it's Siobhan. So that's how, yeah. Perfect. How cool is that? So we have a bunch of new friends showing up at the Jungle Cruise. The great news is that those, like Jackie said, those new scenes and, show pieces will start to show up without the attraction having to go down for refurb. Those have already, little things have already started happening and will continue to happen along the rivers and it'll be interesting to really see it. What do you guys think about the changes that are coming, either in part or as a whole? What do you guys think?
I'll jump in. I think me and Craig have had this conversation a couple times. I know me and my wife have had this conversation a couple times. You know, I got to say, I know that we are messing with classic things. I know these things have been in place for a long time, but I will tell you, just being real, passing that totem pole, a year ago, 2 years ago, was not always the most fun for me. Same with Splash Mountain. And that's my favorite ride. But Fergie can tell you, we'd ride that ride and be like, "Ooh, this is a great ride," but it's also reminiscent of some very painful things for us. And any time that you can make these stories more inclusive, I think that is never a bad thing. So I'm all for it. And also just because of specificity of story. That's I think why I love Disney is everything has a story. So it's not just about, just opening it up. It's like, no, let's tell a very specific story on this ride with very specific characters. That's a wonderful thing. I don't see how that's a bad thing at all. So yeah, I'm all for it. All for it.
Mm. Excellent. Thanks, Nick. Craig, what do you think?
First and foremost, I'm happy that they are able to make the changes without having to shut down the ride, because that's the last thing that Disney needs right now, is to shut down anything. Interesting to note, too, that in the opening list of Disneyland attractions, their Jungle Cruise is not on the list for attractions that will be reopening with the park. So maybe they are going to take some extra time to work on theirs to try to get it as ready as possible before reopening versus what's happening here in Walt Disney World. Because the first big thing to already happen is Trader Sam, right at the end of the ride on your left as you were getting ready to leave. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, this animatronic is no longer there, and he will most likely not be coming back. It's just a hole there right now. So that's kind of, I don't have the photos of it because I didn't get over to Magic Kingdom yesterday to see it myself, but plenty of people have showed off that, it's not there. So that's kind of a look at how they're going to be doing this process, is let's remove something and then work on that piece. And I'm sure that's just going to be a step by step, but it's going to be a lot with this attraction, but it still needs to happen. The entire scene with the war chants and the dancing and then the spear throwers, like that's got to go. We've already talked about the rhino changing up, Trader Sam's. There's a lot in that attraction. So it's going to be interesting to see the outcome, because it's going to be, I think, far more substantial than a lot of people expect, but it needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Jackie, what do you think?
I'm just excited. I'm excited because, you know, big companies like Disney need to do what they're doing. You know, like Nick was saying, with Splash Mountain, with Jungle Cruise, it just needs to happen. And I am really excited about the backstories on all of these people, because I find those backstories fascinating. And one of the reasons I love Disney so much is because of their storytelling. And so I think it's really cool that they are telling a story about what's there. And it's not only Jungle Cruise, it's Adventureland. Mm-hmm. And so it expands that story. And I just am excited about everything about it. I can hardly wait.
Yeah. I think, you know, stemming off of something that you said, Nick, but I think that any time that a child rides a Walt Disney World or a Disneyland, a Disney Parks attraction, and sees people that they can, that they can associate with, that they feel like, that they can, you know, see themselves on those attractions, I think that's a great thing. And, it's, you know, I love that we've got a couple of females who are joining, you know, the mayhem along the rivers on the Jungle Cruise. That to me is incredibly exciting. And it's just, it makes me think that it just kind of opens the world a little bit wider. Movements like this, moments like this, yeah. Little girls are going to be able to get on the Jungle Cruise and see, you know, females represented on that attraction. And that is the coolest kind of stuff.
I'm so sorry to cut you off.
No, no, no. Please.
I wanted to jump in there because I see, you know, and I don't want to, you know, get too deep into this, but I will say, so, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, not a Disney property, right? Sony Marvel came out 2 years ago, right? And somebody in the comments was talking about how, you know, theme park attraction can solve racism. No, I'm not saying it will. What I am saying, to your point, is that when Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse came out and I saw that movie, I said, wow, if 10-year-old Nick had seen that movie, my life would have been completely different. Just to see myself in a story represented in a positive way. And these rides, I know that we hold dear to them, and I know why we hold dear to them, but we also have to reconcile, like, it's not binary. It can be like somebody's cherished memory. It can also be a painful memory for someone else. And for a park that is all about inclusion, how can we include the most people? How can we not exclude people? And that is why I, to your point, yes, absolutely, little girls should be able to see themselves anywhere they look. We should be able to just, it's not about, like, you know, everything has to become about propping everybody up. But it's like, why wouldn't, if you have a chance to build an environment, why wouldn't you want to build an environment where there are positive influences on people? Why wouldn't you? You know, mm-hmm. why not?
Yeah.
Especially if you can. Yes. So I love it. That's all. I just, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Yeah. It'll be, and rest assured when, if you're listening or watching at home, as these changes come to Jungle Cruise, we'll document it as much as we can. We'll be in that Magic Kingdom riding that attraction. That is not a burden on us. We enjoy the Jungle Cruise. So we will, we'll try to definitely document it so that you are as equipped as you want to be when you come back to the Magic. You can kind of feel connected to what's going on here, and just the different changes that are coming. But we definitely, we want to know your opinion down in the comment section. Please definitely let's have a conversation about this. Because there, you know, there's just a lot of good stuff to be able to disseminate regarding, regarding these changes coming. So we are running short on time. We have so much keeping of the house to do. So that must be done. But other, you know, other conversations regarding the Disney Wish may need to wait. Maybe that'll be on another show. Maybe it'll come in the form of an article. Just keep your eye out for that. But definitely, does anyone have any housekeeping?
I do.
Excellent.
I have housekeeping. Okay. So just a short one. Disney announced that the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival will be held this year from July 15th to November 20th. And they dropped their little taste of right off of the beginning, making us wonder if we're going to have a full festival this fall. So, well, actually starting this summer. So kind of exciting to wonder that. Maybe we're going to have our concerts and all the good stuff. So
yes, cannot. That was so exciting that Taste of has been dropped. And you know, it wasn't happenstance. You know, Disney was planning this. This is all, you know, thought out ahead of time. But it kind of makes us again, it's another crack of light on the horizon. Like maybe the festivals as we know them and have known them historically would return. So what do you guys think about a festival that lasts for months and months and months? You guys okay with that?
It's a long one.
Must be.
Yeah.
What does Pete call it? Flower and wine?
Yes. Flower and wine festival.
Flower and wine.
Basically.
Basically.
Excellent. All right, Craig, do you have keeping of the house?
I've got a decent amount of housekeeping to go over. I am just trying to remember it all as I talk here. So the first thing I want to bring up, besides all the... I'll just start with the normal stuff. It'll just be easier for me to think that way. But make sure, again, as Denny mentioned at the top of the show, that you're hitting the thumbs up on this video, hitting like. Make sure you're subscribed to the video, leaving comments, questions, videos, suggestions all down below, and sharing with a friend if you think they'll enjoy our show. And if you're listening to this, please remember to subscribe on whatever platform that you get your podcasts, but specifically for Apple Podcasts, if you can leave ratings and reviews. That would mean a lot. I did not pull any specific reviews this week. I should have. I'm sure there's some fun ones about milk and cereal again, but I'm sure there's some good ones out there. But I will go through and I'll compile a whole bunch and talk about them sometime here in the future. So yeah, please remember to do all that. And remember that we have audio versions of all of our shows in special ways, specifically like the Disney Dining Show. That is a compilation of the videos plus a little bit of my terrible banter in between, but it's different than just watching the Disney Dining Show on the YouTube channel. So consider that. We have Connecting with Walt, our audio only exclusive podcast. So we have a lot there in the audio world if you're only a video watcher, but hey, do both, double up too, you know, watch the show and then take it with you on the road and listen to it. That's the best way. And then just hand your phone to someone and say, hey, you should watch this too. And let's keep building the audience. The other thing I wanted to mention as well, too, is in regard to the Diz Family Reunion. Tickets still available. You can get them at gktw.org/DizFam. And There is there's still, like I said, still tickets available. There's the updated list of presenters that I don't think we've really talked about since they updated the list after the first postponement. But Pat freaking Sajak is going to be one of the presenters at it. Like,
incredible.
You know him from Wheel of Fortune forever. I think he's the only host ever of Wheel of Fortune, and he's going to be there and talking to everyone. I don't know what about. I don't know if it's just Wheel, his love of Disney. I was talking to our friend at Give Kids the World, Stephen Amos, about him, and apparently he's just a huge Disney nut. So he's going to be there. We've talked about some of the other guests, Jeff Valley, president of Walt Disney World. There's the whole list on the site that I mentioned. I can't even remember them all from the top of my head. I know that hopefully there's still more announcements that come, if what Steven told me, if that's still going to happen. There's still some exciting guests to come as well too, and it sounds like it's going to be a neat event. So if you're one of those people out there, you didn't get your park reservation for Magic Kingdom on October 1st and you're like, well, that just ruined my entire vacation for the start of the 50th, I don't want to go anymore, maybe consider coming a couple weeks early and going to the Diz family reunion. There's also, it's $199 and you're guaranteed, you know, all the different panels that are going on, plus other entertainment that's with it. And then for an additional $200, you can get in the Galaxy's Edge after party. And of course, this is a Give Kids the World event that we are just, we're along for the ride with it and throwing our name on. So of course there will be members of the team around hanging out, having a good time, but it's good because it's going for Give Kids the World. And I've seen some, I think there's going to be an auction too. And I've seen some of the auction items, and there's some straight up crazy stuff that is like super, super vintage, like 30s and 40s vintage in there. And it's really, really neat. So that's all. And I think that there's going to be an auction with that. I don't even remember at this point. Steven's going to text me and yell at me with this. But yeah, lots of cool stuff coming up with that. So stay tuned to that. If I have any other housekeeping, I'm going to come back around to it, because I want this to segue into Nick's, because he's got some Give Kids the World news as well too. So I'm gonna stop talking.
Awesome.
Now.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Nick, your turn.
Oh wow. I get to drop the exclusive. I'm very honored. I think I'm the first to announce this. So this is cool. So Give Kids the World, they have their annual Black and White Gala, which is going to be happening this year, Saturday, September 18th, 2021. And it will be, for the first time ever, it will be under the stars. So it will be outdoors at the Give Kids the World Village. I know nobody has said this, but I, as of now, I am headlining. I'm performing at the thing. Fergie is performing at the thing. It's actually a bunch of Hamilton. So me, Fergie, Sasha Hutchings, from the original cast, will all be there. Just singing and chatting and having a good time. So if you want to go grab your tickets, the website is www.gktw.org/gala. So go there and grab your tickets now. It's going to be super, super fun. We're very excited. We're also just, I mean, Give Kids the World is just such an amazing, amazing place. So we're just very, very, very honored they would ask us to come on down and do some stuff.
Oh, Nick, that is so cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that. It's a blast. And you know, if you go to the Black and White, you get to dress up in your finest duds, and proceeds go to Give Kids. And now you get to be serenaded by Nick and Fergie and Sasha. That's very, very cool. That's amazing. So thank you, Nick, for the heads up. Thanks for breaking that news live on the Diz Unplugged. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nick, is there anywhere else people can keep following you too? Because I don't remember if you mentioned that.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. So you can find me on Instagram, on Twitter, at Nikki Walks. That's what, I don't know who invented that nickname, but it's stuck. N-I-K-K-Y-W-A-L-K-S. Also, my podcast, Little Justice, the movie podcast, we just actually dropped our YouTube channel, I think, today. So look at Little Justice Podcast on YouTube and find us. It's a pretty crazy movie podcast that we're supposed to have Craig and Rhino on at some point. And that's exciting. And then, just stay in touch with me and stuff. I'm around, I'll be around. I'm always watching you guys. So this is still very surreal, you know?
I am thinking the same thing, Nick, as someone whose favorite song in Hamilton was Wait For It. And the fact that I sat there with tears in my eyes, listening to that song being performed, I give you props, my friend. Big, big props. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. My housekeeping is short and sweet. Very sweet. If you're going to be at Walt Disney World during the month of April, I highly, highly, highly suggest you make a trip to Disney Springs and get in the virtual queue for Gideon's Bakehouse and purchase Stewart's Cookie. Stewart's Cookie is a Valencia orange inspired cookie. And you might be like, oranges and chocolate. I'm not sure. No, you are sure. It is good. It is very good. And you need to get over to Disney Springs and get this cookie. I did a review article on it. It's up on the Diz. That candied orange peel, which who doesn't? I love candied orange peel. It's not overly chewy. It's divine. You will inhale half of this cookie and in no time and regret your decision not to get another. So please, 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 for the love of all things sweet, get that cookie. Second thing, the Everest Base Camp Macaroon is brand new to Disney's Animal Kingdom. And I've got a review article up on the Diz, also on the Diz Dining channel. I've got a review vlog there as well. We do a deep dive into the macaroon game here in the Disney parks. And thankfully, we now have one at Animal Kingdom. And friends, spoiler alert, it is good. So please check those things out. If you're looking for new snacks for your Walt Disney World vacation, those are two that I highly suggest you add in there. What we were going to get to was stemming from an article that Pete put out on DCL Fan last week. And so just in case you missed that article, let me let you know. He went on the podcast last Tuesday, said he thought that the announcement of the Disney Wish was coming soon. And the next day, got an email from Disney Cruise Line that indeed they are going to make a big announcement about the Disney Wish on April 29th. And DVC fans, Paul Krieger did a little Google magic and discovered that April 29th is indeed World Wish Day. So Disney's got you there. There's synergy happening, and they're going to announce something big. So at some point in time, you'll probably hear from us. What we are really wishing is on that ship, and man, we could do a deep dive on that, but we'll save that for another time. Just keep an eye out. We'll be sure to be covering that announcement in detail on the 29th. Anything else, guys?
I did remember the last thing, too. I know Pete did mention it when he came on for a short time there. But we are going forward now with the UO Fan brand. So I wanted to make sure that we could hear it clearly because I know it was a little bit loud at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. The site is up and running now, and new stories are going to be posted there, but all the communities, everything to come with it is still a work in progress for the next couple weeks. We weren't going to launch it right away, except for the fact that the Velocicoaster opening date was announced this morning, and we're like, well, that's, you kind of have to, you have to jump off with a big news story. So that's exciting. Velocicoaster, June 10th. If you're going to be in and around Orlando at that time, you can head over to Universal and hopefully get on the attraction there. But we are going to be going crazy with UO Fan. We have a YouTube channel where the Universal shows are going to be found. I think we're going to probably do one or two more on Diz Unplugged like normal before we transition over to that channel. And articles will be at UOFan.com. The community's coming, so get ready for all of that Universal goodness if you enjoy that resort.
So exciting, Craig. That's so much fun. So UO Fan, definitely check it out and hear from the mouth of Craig exactly what he's thinking about everything Universal. So that's exciting. So exciting. All right. So thank you so much, Craig and Jackie and Nick, for being a part of the conversation today. I had so much fun being here with you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you. And to everybody who listened or watched, we thank you for giving of your time. We know that your time is incredibly precious. So the fact that you hung out with us for an hour and 17 minutes is a really big deal. So thanks so much. And we hope that you have a great rest of the week. Take good care, guys. Bye.